let's cool things down now and talk about an increasingly popular alternative to iced coffee this summer. It's called cold brew coffee, and here to explain are two baristas who are going to take us on a little cold brew tasting tour. San Bellino is the owner and operator of The Coffee Trike, a mobile espresso bar in Boston. He's originally from Brisbane, Australia. And Sal Persico is a trainer at George Howell Coffee in Acton, Massachusetts, and a barista at Ride Studio Cafe in Lexington, Massachusetts. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank
you.
Both of you.
It's good to have both of you. Let's start at the beginning. What is the difference, first of all, between cold brew coffee and iced coffee?
Do you want to hit this, Al?
Sure. So cold brew coffee is steeped. It's coffee steeped in cold or room temperature water for anywhere from 12 to 24 hours traditionally. And it tends to lack a little bit of the acidity that hot brewing will give it, just because of the chemical reaction that happens when you brew with hot water. Iced coffee that you would normally get would be brewed hot, as you would a normal hot cup of coffee, but diluted with ice.
How does it taste different than iced coffee?
Traditional iced coffee, I think, where you're brewing hot, then putting it over ice, tends to sort of taste old. You don't get a lot of the characteristics because it's sort of been brewed already and then just put over ice.
I think the advantages of cold brew coffee would be that it's a user-friendly brew method, so you can grind coffee and doesn't really have to. Generally, you use a coarse grind, but you can sort of eyeball it, and it's a pretty forgiving, too, and it's also very shelf-stable.
A lot of people love the famously like low acid, sort of low acidic yield. It's very flavorful. You can also, with a concentrate, you can vary intensity. So that's what people like. A lot of people enjoy that it can be sort of, you get a more intense sort of flavor profile of the coffee when you cold brew.
Okay, well, in front of us now, we have a number of different cups of cold coffee. I won't say iced coffee because most of it is not. But I want to first start out with just a cup that I made from the kitchen here at the studio of some coffee. Let's try this. Yeah, it's just as bad cold as it is hot. I'm not afraid to say. But okay, let's get to some of the stuff that you brought in here. Let's start on my left. What do we have here?
So on your left and on our left, we have a cold brewed Ethiopian coffee called the Baboya, which is roasted by the George Howell Coffee Company. This was a hot bloom. So I basically poured like 205 degree water over the grounds for a minute and a half. And then I pour the rest of the cool water over it.
So it does have hot water.
This one
does.
I've been messing with that recently. So we did a hot bloom and then cold brewed it for 12 hours unrefrigerated. So this is the first one.
Wow. It's much stronger than what you would normally get with coffee, with iced coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can taste the cocoa a little bit more.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cold brewing definitely brings out more, I would say, mids and bases.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Whereas it lacks in aromatic and
acidity. Are you getting that sort
acidity?
Of... There's something sort of tart about it, slightly sort of more, like a little livelier than I'm sure your before brewed cup.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost got a fruitiness to it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's move to the middle here. What do we have here?
Once again, I've been messing with this sort of hot bloom thing. So this was, once again, a hot bloom for a minute and a half, and then 24-hour refrigerated steep.
Steep just means it's sitting
just
there.
Just sitting there.
Okay, I'll try this. I feel like I should have a bucket or something, like a wine tasting where I can spit it out.
Right.
So this one feels much closer to the coffee beans, perhaps, than the other one did, in my view.
Are you saying it's more sort of vegetal?
Is that a word?
Vegetal's a word. With my accent, maybe it doesn't sound like a word, but I'm sure vegetal's a word.
Yeah, okay.
Forgive the
Australian. Tell me what you think of this one. What do you find that's different about this?
I think it's a little more acidic. Is it like,
yeah,
not in an astringent way, but it's a little more lively on my palate.
Mm-hmm.
This tastes like a coffee that you would have certainly in the morning and not in the evening. Not even maybe, well, you could have it in the afternoon, but this does not feel like the end of a wedding when they bring the cake around, you have cold brew coffee. No, this is definitely you're getting ready to go to work. You're serious. This is serious business.
Yep. Yep. It's very strong. This is quite strong.
Slightly more lively than the first one.
I think this is a better expression of the coffee that you used.
that coffee, the Verboia, I've had it as espresso and brewed cups, and it is a very sort of, for me, it's like, has like honey notes and sort of this juicy peach and like dried apricot.
Yeah, and I think that is coming out a little bit more in the second.
You're really allowing the coffee to be itself. Let known its true colors.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's go with the third one here. This is the darkest, I think, just by color of the three.
Yes.
Is that fair to say? Okay. Let's try this one.
I agree.
Oh, this is completely different. I don't even know what to say about this one. It's totally different than the last two. What's different about this?
So this one is, there's no hot water added whatsoever, and it's a 22-hour steep time in a refrigerator.
Yeah, this tastes more like the sort of like sourness is, it's a little more sour.
It is a little more sour. Like it's gone bad. Maybe.
It tastes a little oxidized.
Yeah. Which is sort of perplexing because I, as far as I know, oxidization happens faster at higher temperatures.
And can people make this on their own, or do they have to go to a coffee house to get it?
No, they can certainly make it on their own. It's really easy to do. You can essentially ground coffee, pour water over it, leave it in a fridge. The next day you can bring it out, and then you can have cold brew for a couple of days in a row.
Mm-hmm. Well, listeners, try it at home. We'll put some tips up on our website, hereandnow.org. San Bellino, owner and operator of the Coffee Trike here in Boston, and Sal Persico, barista and trainer at George Howell Coffee in Acton. Thanks to both of you guys.
Thanks so
My
much.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
And I think I'm ready to do like five shows right now. Let's go.
You know, I'm a fiend for that bean of caffeine. Caffeine.
Five shows right
now?
Yeah,
let's do it. Let's do it. Five shows. Or at least, you know, can I get some cookies or cake or something to go with the coffee? Yeah.
Fortunately, we're down with this one show at least. So we got four more to go.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, in for Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
There's only one thing I want to do. This to get that water boiling. I whip up a mess of brew. Not so fine. You hear those beans grind. So fine what coffee can do. It's so fine if it's the richest kind. Mrs. Olson, I'm indebted to you. Caffeine.